you know, I have a test to see if somebody's enlightened or not, truly enlightened. And the test is, when you look at another person, can you understand that you're just looking at a different version of yourself? Now, when you first hear that, you hear that for the first time, you want to reject it. But the more you think about it, the more it makes sense. Even Jesus said, the Bible says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's saying, treat others like yourself, because they are yourself. Look at Cain. Cain killed Abel, right? They were brothers, right? They came from the same source, the same mama, but they were different versions of each other. And every human being is, through Jesus, the firstborn among many brethren. So now, just because somebody else might not be saved, or they might be evil, or they might have a different religion or whatever, there's still a different version of you. They chose a different path, that's all. Now, the path that they chose is going to lead to destruction. But you could have chose that path. It's only by the grace of God that you know, he that began a good work means he started it. He did the work in you. So, as God's elect saints, you were going down a path of destruction. And God had mercy on you, you know. And you can look at this different ways. You can look at it on a job, in families, in society, in different nations. You can look at it across the board. When you look at another person, they have a head, two arms, two legs, a body. And so you're looking at a different version of yourself, a copy, a mirror image, right? Now, Flash and Anti-Flash. Flash, if you really think about all the superhero movies, a true superhero like Superman, he flies above the common man, because he rises above the red versus blue. He said, she said, I'm better than you. You know, somebody's always wanting to be better than somebody else. That's a red flag right there. Because everybody's a beggar at the cross. If somebody says, I'm better than you, or God loves me more, or that's competition. That's a red flag that person hasn't been enlightened. They're still in the comparison stage. They're comparing themselves with one another, you know. Because if you compare yourself to God, you deserve hell. Your sin stinks to the high heaven. And I don't care who it is. Every man, woman, child, every child born, man or woman, is born in sin. And so if you think you're better than somebody else because of your bloodline or your culture or your money or whatever, why do you think the rich people get divorced? Why do you think so-called royalty, Diana, was trying to divorce her husband, right? Why do you think they get a divorce? If people are better by their bloodline or their culture or, you know, nobody should ever get a divorce. Nobody should ever fight or argue or whatever. But anyway, to be enlightened, you have to see the other person, even if it's a narcissistic type person, they're just not there yet. And they might not ever get there. And they probably won't. It's very rare, unless God calls you out and pulls you out of Babylon, and Babylon's fake reality bubbles, and Babylon's fake world, you know, unless God pulls you out, you're stuck in a program. And so what programs are you running on? The culture, the flesh, the world, the bloodline, what program or the music, you get your identity out of your music, your TV shows. You should be able to step outside of your program and look in if you're saved. If you're born again, you have the mind of Christ. You're outside of time. You're actually outside of time. And if you're outside of time in Jesus, then you ought to be able to see the future and see the past and see, oh, it's the same. And the Bible says it. There's nothing new under the sun. So you ought to be able to see past time, see the future, because it's all happening now, see the past, rise above this machine. It's a birthing machine, just like you're in the womb. It's actually a copy machine, reproduction, be fruitful and multiply. The Bible says be fruitful and multiply. You're in a copy machine because God is making sons of God, daughters of God. So Jesus said, I'll teach you how to be fishers of men. Not just fishing and for food, but fishing for souls. Once you start to fish for souls, fishing for food is easy. Just going to work, going home, that's easy. But you become a fisher of men, you start to see the spiritual side of life. And if you talk to enough people like I have in my lifetime, you realize most people will never understand that, maybe till they're older. Usually they don't really get into any kind of meditation until they can't do anything crazy anymore. They get a certain age and they can't do nothing. I wanted the truth since I was a child, so I just kept, even while I was working, I'd fast and pray, and I'd read my Bible. I wanted the truth, and everybody around me wanted money and houses and kids and babies, and everybody else was chasing the world. And I was working the whole time, but I was looking for truth. I'd get off work, I'd go home, read my Bible, listen to preaching for 4 hours. I wasn't looking for money and stuff and the vanity of this life. But most people don't really get to that point until they get older, and then they look back on their life and they realize they chased the wrong stuff. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I don't even judge. I'm not judging anybody. I just know the reality that I'm in. I really don't care what people do. That's between them and God. But I hope people get saved. I do hope people get saved. Whatever level of consciousness they are, or awareness, or enlightenment, or whatever, I hope people got saved. That's why it's so easy, just faith alone and Jesus alone. But it's easy, but it ain't easy, because you're going to have to take up your cross, deny yourself. You're going to have to admit you're a sinner. That's the biggest obstacle. Admit that you can't do it. You can't do it in your own power, your own strength. You're a sinner. Your sin stinks. You can't get to heaven. Your works are no good. Your works are a hill of beans. It's all Christ's work through you, if you do any kind of work. Yeah, people get on my nerves who are in the program. They're in a race program. They're in a bloodline program. They're in a male-female program. In other words, some men hate women, some women hate men. A lot. It's probably about 60%. God made men different, and God made women different than the men. And so, you don't need to hate anybody. They're just different. Be by yourself. Stay single. If you hate what somebody's design, if you hate how God designed somebody, stay single. Don't try to change them. They are who they are. Why are you trying to change somebody? Why do people try to change somebody when that's God's job? You can't change them. That's God's job. You can only change yourself. If you change yourself, then the other people around you will change, I promise you. Because your response is, they're mirroring your response. They don't even know it. When you change, they have to change to be around you. Because you're not responding to their insanity or their ridiculous way of being. You're responding to truth. When you respond to truth, they have to change. Either they change, or they hit you, attack you, or they go away. Because if you're responding according to truth and all they know is lies, they don't want to change because they love the lie, right? They're in the death cult. They love the death cult. And so if you stand firm on the truth and they come to you face to face and say something and you don't respond in lies, you respond in truth, they have to change or get mad or run away. Because you're not responding according to what they want you to do. They want to be God in your life and get you to respond the way they want. And when you don't, it makes them mad. They love the lie because they're in the death cult. They love death. They love delusions. They love illusions. They deny Jesus, so they love the lie. The death cult. Jesus is life. So what's the opposite? Death. So if somebody hates the truth, Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. If they hate the truth, they love death. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're a witch. I don't care if they're a religious. I don't care if they're New Age. I don't care what they are. If they don't receive Jesus, they're in a death cult because Jesus is life. Why would you reject life? Eternal truth. The eternal Savior. Eternal life. They're in the death cult. And they're going to be, what is the death cult? Greed. Just greedy. Greedy, selfish. Put something in their mouth, put something in their body. They just want to make babies and keep doing the natural stuff. They're addicted to something. They're always, the death cult, they're always addicted to something. They can't break the addictions because only Jesus breaks addiction. And they reject Jesus, so they have to be worshiping something because addiction is worship. Really think about it. Addiction is worship. Easy button.